This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show is Rick Hosey. He's the fire chief of the Staunton Fire Protection District, and welcome to the show, Rick.
Thank you.
Rick, we are going to talk today about safety issues that are always a concern during the 4th of July celebrations that go on, as well as in light of the drought and extreme heat we're experiencing right now. Fire danger is all around us, and we'll start off with 4th of July. People have fun, there's grilling, and this year we've got a real chance that accidentally a fire could start, and maybe you could talk about the extreme conditions we are going through right now.
Well, probably right now, this is probably some of the most extreme dry weather that we've seen in the Macoupin County area in a number of years. A couple of things are actually adding to that. One, extreme heat that we've had just the past couple of weeks, and it's supposed to continue here for the very near future. It continues to dry everything out. We've had a lack of rain, so we're already in moderate drought conditions in the area. So that's all leading to some very dry conditions across the area, along with lower humidity, which actually increases the fire dangers. And then as soon as we get any winds at all, we're in an area and a situation that could cause some extreme problems with even the smallest fire could spread rather quickly.
This is a situation in Illinois. We know that fireworks, they are, quote, illegal to a point, but yet some people still use them. And, of course, there's also town sponsorship of fireworks and things like that. But does it pose a real danger if you're not in the proper area this year? And what should people do?
Yeah, we, from Staunton Fire Protection District standpoint, as well as most other fire districts and fire departments in the area, we basically say leave the fireworks to the experts. There are many organizations that sponsor large-scale displays. This year there is the potential that some even these large-scale displays may be canceled due to the extreme weather. When we look at what's going on out there, as you said, even some of the smaller fireworks that many times people think don't cause a problem, the smaller firecrackers, sparklers, those things can cause problems, especially in the hands of the wrong people. Small children might not completely understand how to handle these things. So, we've always said, leave those things to the experts. And as you said, in the state of Illinois, there are specific laws that are in place that require for fireworks to get a proper approval through the local jurisdiction where the fireworks are going to be displayed. That requires both approval of the local jurisdiction as well as the fire department and or fire protection district where those displays are taking place.
And this type of weather condition, even something like a bottle rocket, I guess, could be really a potential hazard.
Yeah, I mean, and it's no different than even something as simple as a misplaced cigarette in this kind of conditions that we're seeing right now. But this bottle rocket, somebody may shoot one off and, thinking that, it's not that bad, but it can sit there and smolder overnight. And when nobody's around, a little bit of wind picks it up, starts to blow those embers, and before you know it, you've got a fire that may, initially start in a grassy area and lead to an exposure such as a garage, as a house, or some other type of exposure, and now you have a significant event on your hands.
Now, also associated with the 4th of July, a lot of grilling, particularly outdoor grilling, and of course, you always need to be safe during when you're grilling just for general purposes, but also, I guess now, something like disposal of ashes and everything also needs to be watched even more carefully?
Most definitely, especially people that are using the charcoal-type grills. Many times, after they're finished grilling, people will tend to take those charcoal briquettes that are used and take them out of the grill and go set them in another location because now I'm done with them. Well, same thing as a discarded cigarette or fireworks. You get that little bit of wind and it gets those embers to burn, get hot. It now can catch things on fire and rapidly spread. So if you're going to be pulling those briquettes out of the grills, you want to make sure that they're completely watered down, that they're away from any areas that could potentially catch fire. And then, just some common sense stuff with grilling as well, keeping those grills away from the homes, or buildings, keeping, you know, in case you would get a flare-up, in case just the heat from the grill could, you know, catch vital siding on fire. So being aware of where that grill's setting and understanding how to correctly, you know, light a grill, how to, after you're done, to make sure that it's completely cooled down, that you don't put it away or near a Class A type material until it's completely cool.
And also some special precautions to take if, say, you're using a propane-type grill and or there's oil association.
Yeah, I mean, propane is a special hazard in itself. If you're going to be using a propane grill, one of the most important things is ensuring that you don't have any leaks on the system, that all the hoses and all the connections are tight, that they're properly installed, and that, you know, during use that you're with that grill, you don't walk away from it. And then after you're done, making sure that that propane is completely shut down, and then again that the grill is cool to the touch before you push it up against a building and or store it inside your garage, wherever you may store the grill.
Finally, I'd like to point out that because of weather conditions, a brush fire is something that's very real, and that can come from a number of sources, as you said, a cigarette butt, a match. This will probably continue for weeks, correct?
Yeah, unless we get some significant rain here in the very near future. A small rain, you know, of an hour thunderstorm, is it going to help? It may help for a short period of time, but till we can, you know, get the fields to green back up, it's going to be significant fire risk danger. And, you know, we encourage people, you know, outdoor burning, we say that you really shouldn't be doing it at this point in time. It's just a pretty extreme period right now, and we've responded to several calls in the Staunton area over the last couple of weeks that were small fires that, you know, either had the potential or did turn into a larger scale fire. So if people don't realize what their the potential is, they could be sadly mistaken. So, you know, we encourage people not to be doing outdoor burning. We encourage folks to truly understand the potential of what's out there and that it is not going to go away in the near future.
Rick, would like to thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Thank you very much.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.